What's up? It's your boy D Nice coming to you live from a bathroom in an airplane in Miami, and you're listening to the XF Fantasy Football Podcast.
What is up? Welcome to the XF Fantasy Football Podcast. As always, I'm your host, Cub Squiz, and my co-host today is the dude that came by dry-humping Danica in high school. He made so much fun of Dippy about balding, and he, too, is now balding. He's now our co-commish in our league. Give it up for our boy, Jay Sizzle. What's up, bro?
What's up, Cody? What's up, XF Fantasy Football? It is an absolute pleasure to be on the show. I look forward to this podcast all the time and just am so honored to be on.
I appreciate that. JC, I'm so glad you're on this. It seems like your team is riding high right now with another win. Your team is, what, 5-1 and now sitting in first place?
Dude, I can't believe it myself. Fantasy is a bitch. You never know what's going to happen. I mean, Dippy lost by like 0.4. The fantasy gods do hate me sometimes, so I'm just waiting for those stack corrections to totally
fuck me. I think Keaton's bench completely beat D-Ball's starting lineup this week, so I feel you. It's crazy to even think that we're officially halfway through the fantasy regular season. Freaking nuts, man. All right, JC, some tough loss for our personal teams. Your Giants lose to the Cardinals by 6, and my Eagles get absolutely manhandled by the Cowgirls.
What the hell is happening, man? Any given Sunday is what they say. Cowboys lose to the Jets, who hadn't won anything. Then they just destroy the Eagles. Like, what the hell? I mean, Jimmy Fox couldn't have said it better with that Thanksgiving dinner. That came early for them boys.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's illegal.
I mean, the Giants in the rebuilding phase, I mean, we got so much hope that they were going to go through and get and start killing it with Danny Dimes, and then nobody knew that fucking Brandon Mick had Daniel Jones on his bench.
R.I.P. R.I.P.
Not put any stock in the damn Giants.
It's true. Damn. Well, special shout out to Mr. Former First Place Keat for benching everyone that mattered for him on Sunday. You're the real MVP, man.
Bro, I gotta give him a clap for that one, baby. I mean, he just gave me that nice little stepping stool up to first place to take his damn spot. I just couldn't be happier. I mean, Pat's dream team looking even worse now. He took another fat ass L. This fool's team looks like, let's be real, guys. The guy was a rookie coming in. He had so much confidence, and we all showed him that this league ain't nothing to play with.
Yeah, a little different than Denmark League, huh? This is America.
Absolutely.
This is Texas. Everything's bigger.
Yes, sir.
And, I could possibly see that fool in a silk dress at the end of this year. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we might have to order one from Denmark. Make him feel like he's at home.
Oh, yeah. I'm pretty sure he could probably... Let's take a look at last week's recap in the Not-So-Coach of the Week.
Keaton had Aaron Rodgers, Marvin Jones, and Gerald Everett on his bench for a combined 112 points.
Thank you.
While the people in their place put a whopping 23 points. This guy is on fucking suicide watch.
I appreciate you, Keith. Like, you saw my weak-ass team with my first and second round picks on the bench because of buys. And you were like, Cody, I got your ass. Noah Falstavik, he had Brissett with 35 points and Corey Davis with 20 points. Just chilling on his bench. Easily could have whooped that ass.
Yes.
But somehow Victor slips away with a win. SMH, man. The Rook, a.k.a. Broke-ass Pat, because you don't got a job yet. Your tight end didn't show up. Delanie Walker decided to just take the day off. All you had to do is start Hardman over Randall Cobb, and he might not be wearing a dress this year. But I think it wouldn't be the first time that I've seen Pat cross-dress, so I could absolutely see this again.
And he is mighty fine in that cross-dress. You know, we got to give him that.
Yeah, I'm going to be honest.
Lose to myself by 4 points, you know, helping me up to that first place spot. The fantasy gods, I'm going to have to make a sacrifice today, make sure that those stat corrections don't screw me, but we all know how that goes. We can only do so much. The fantasy gods like to play with our emotions a lot.
Ain't that the truth?
Pick'ems. It's sponsored by Pick'ems. It's $5, you cheap fucks.
Hey, congrats to JT. I guess this is where people win their money if they're at the bottom. And one of the bottom feeders, you actually won a cool $30.
And a fun fact, JT also took $25 from Cody betting on them boys beating the Eagles. This guy made $55 in a week, and he looked good doing it. Good stuff, Tiz.
And fuck you.
Noise. All right, next up, we're going to talk about all kinds of trades from in the NFL, in the league, and in our league trade block in Trade Galore.
So the trades on the league, we have Noah and Mix trade, Brissett for Chase Edmonds. Hang on a second here. It looks like something just came across my desk here. Dippy is trading A.J. Brown to Berto for T.J. Hockenson.
What a fucking idiot.
This is, it's not the worst trade I've seen so far in the league, but this is a complete dog shit. If I had to pick a winner on that trade, I'd have to say T.J. Hockenson maybe, because they're losing carry on, but, you know, we'll see. Swap meet shit.
Yeah, agreed.
Cody has Evan Ingram or Hunter Henry on the trade block, and then myself, I have Gardner Minshew on the block. Pick. Sorry about that.
Yeah, NFL trades. The Texans actually traded a third-round pick for cornerback Garon Conley from Ohio State. I think it's just Ohio State now, right?
Yeah, no
doubt. Yeah, okay. 49ers trade a third and a fourth to the Broncos for Emmanuel Sanders and a fifth. Patriots trade a second round pick. Damn. For Falcons, old man Mohamed Sanu.
Big money.
Yeah.
I actually think he's going to ball out.
Yeah, I agree.
New England is going
to
be great.
Yeah, but if I had him on my fantasy team, I'd probably trade him to me.
Yeah. Same.
Yeah, probably.
Let's take a look at the waiver wire pickups in the Waiver Wire Wednesday. We'll look at the top five most money spent. This segment is sponsored by Lugo's Lip Balm for continuous chapped ass lips. Feel like I'm wearing some right now. All right, we got Cobb spending $27 on Sterling Shepard. Hopefully that's a good pickup. He will pray about it. Next we got Noah spending $31 on a linebacker. Damn, hopefully good old Joe will treat you right. And next up we got, again, Cobb spending $40 on Zach Pascal. I'm surprised Luis didn't outbid me on a Colts wide receiver, but hopefully it's a good pickup because I feel like I'm just spending money right now. I think I may have a gambling problem. All right, next up we got Dre spending $76 on Kenny Stills. I think that was a great pickup. I personally put a decent portion out for him. And then last but not least, Noah went $156. on Ty Johnson. I know I personally put over 100 on him. He's great matchups coming up, and with Kerryon Johnson out, I think it's a great pickup. Let's get into the injuries of the week.
Oh. Ow. Ouch.
So we got Mahomes, old Patty Mahomes, out a few weeks. Who knows if Mick's going to change that team name now?
I doubt it. I think he's going to ride the train as long as possible. And next up we got Carry On My Way to IR. Sorry, Dre.
That's for you, Bubba.
R.I.P.
David Johnson's ankle injury as well.
Yeah. Chase Edmonds had a decent day on Mick's bench. Matt Ryan also with an ankle injury. It looked pretty decently serious. They were also down by a shitload. So.
Oh, yeah. Ankle left. Injuries all over the place. These high ankle sprains, low ankle sprains. Good Lord.
Yeah, that's why I lost that race to Victor. Yeah.
The New Balances.
Michelob Ultra here with your not-so-ultra picks of the week. Brought to you by Hooch. When you need a fat slap, get hooched.
Here are your Michelob Ultra's picks of the week.
All right, so we got the player of the week. It's going to Aaron Rodgers, the biggest douchebag in the NFL. I highly doubt he throws 5 touchdowns again this season. He's just ugly, and I hate him. We got a fact of the week. Andre's team is dying. Literally dying. He's lost Kerryon Johnson now. He has lost Will Fuller, as well as Adam Thielen might be out a week or two. I'm sorry, Dre. It's just not looking good for you, buddy. And we got the drunk coach of the week, and that goes to Keaton. Kept Rodgers, Marvin Jones, and Everett on his bench. He could have had high point. I mean, hell, he could have even had a win, but he had to let the redheaded lesbian get a win. So, unfortunately, Keaton, sorry about your luck.
We're going to take a look at all 14 teams in the power rankings from the top of the list to the
L7 Weenie,
aka the bottom feeders.
So at the top here, we have myself at number 1. We got number 2, McAfrican Americans.
Yes, sir.
And then we have number 3, Victor Lugo. Number 4 is Keaton. 5 is Bert. And 6 is Luis. In that bubble for 7th, we have Donkey Doug, old Darius Nichols.
Damn. It's crazy to think that Bert was voted most likely to get last place. And that fool was in 5th place.
If only they saw
his
fantasy team.
That's true. Let's talk about 2 wins or less. I'm going to save the other guys that are in the middle of the pack at about 4-3-ish. But everyone 2-5 or lower, the possible dress wearers / the bottom feeders / possible shitless people. Man, JT sitting on anyone's dick at this point. In last place, the rookie that talks so much shit. Also tied in last place, but currently in 13th, so not very last, but same record. D-Balls, I kind of feel bad for you. You got the most points against you, like JC did last year. Dre, with a big win, you're actually the only person at the bottom feeders that won this past week, so congrats. And then Noah, the guy that was voted most likely to win our league, in 10th place. Yikes.
And Cody, if you don't mind, I'd like to give a moment of silence for the bottom feeders.
Okay, cut that shit out. They don't deserve any fucking time. They need to get their ass back, looking at their lineups, on that waiver wire, stop being dog shit.
Right? I tuned the trumpet and everything, but now that you mentioned that, man, fuck those fools.
All right, we're going to keep it moving. Next up, we got the high versus low point of the week.
Congrats to your boy, my boy, Burt McCracken with 148.42 points, hitting that high point and taking home 25 smackaroonies.
Yeah, just a reminder, you'll get that money in January, Victor. Anyways, low point of the week was D-Balls with 85.96 points, taking that fat ass L. May Bert lube up before he goes raw dog on you.
Recap of this year's total winners: $25 for JT, $75 for Cobes,
yes, sir.
$25 for Luis, $25 for Berto, and $25 for Victor.
Which brings us into Birdo's Trashing of the Week. Product disclaimer: Birdo is not reliable for any counseling you may need after he rips you a new asshole. If you don't want to be on Birdo's Trashing of the Week, please step your damn game up, you freaking faggot.
Hey, D-Balls. Hey, man. Just kind of curious. Were you a big fan of President Obama? You know, I'm just wondering because, you know, he ran on things like hope and whatnot, and I know you were putting a lot of hope into your players, two mainly, and that was Juju and good old Melvin there. And just kind of curious, man, how'd that work out for you, bud? Did Juju deliver for you? He did deliver. He delivered you grief, heartache, and fucking losses. How about Melvin? How'd that do for you, bud? Because any limpic motherfucker with half a fucking brain could have told you that he was going to sit out for a long-ass fucking time and that Eckler was going to rise and fucking shine. D-Balls, I'm kind of curious, what happened? Exactly that. Are you fucking retarded, dog? Huh? Just look at your team. Look at your team now, D-Balls. They're a fucking joke. They are complete dog shit, dog. Dog shit. For a while there, man, when I first met you, I didn't know your fucking name. I couldn't figure it out for a while. I just kept on calling you fucking D-Balls. And obviously now I know it's fucking Dustin. But had I not figured out what your name was, you know, to this point, you know, from going through this season, I really honestly would have thought your fucking name was Dumbass based on what I've fucking seen. Get your fucking shit together, bro. Because you know what? After I'm done beating Dre's ass to a fucking pulp, I'm coming for you, bro. And I'm going to fucking beat that trash-ass team down to the fucking ground. And I'm gonna fucking spray that fucking load all over that motherfucker, okay? Get ready, cause it's fucking coming, dog. It's coming, and it's coming strong, girl.
You suck ass.
This week's matchups.
First up, we got Bert versus Dre in the 30-year-old Predator versus a 14-year-old girl, Bull.
For Bert's team, he's going to need to have, Matt Stafford do his thing unless he's going to start, you know, Kirk Cousins. Both have great matchups against sorry-ass defenses, my Giants included. Emmanuel Sanders getting traded, who knows how that's going to do for him, but he definitely needs his guys to show up.
Yeah, I'm going to go with John Brown. You know what I say every single week. If they're playing Philly's secondary, you start them. And then Darren Waller has looked like a beast this year. He's going against Houston, projected at about 13 points. I think he hits more around about 16 to 18.
Yeah, and for Dre, he's got his boy Josh Allen not looking like a bad matchup at all against the Eagles. We saw them Cowboys did. He's got his receivers, you know, looking, Thielen's a little injured, and then he's got Will Fuller out as well, but he really needs Thielen to show up because that's his only second receiver that he has in his team.
Yeah, I think Carlos Hyde actually has a pretty decent game against Oakland. Oakland's run defense doesn't look like the hottest thing. And then my big shot for Dre this week, and I think it'll be a surprise for anybody, but I think Jimmy Graham has a huge game against KC on Sunday Night Football.
Oh, yeah, that'd be nice.
Next up, we got Noah versus Mick in the White Privilege Bowl.
So we have Noah as well. David Johnson, though, man, he's literally got to be – he's got to have a direct line to Kingsbury to make sure that if he's saying he's active, that he's actually fucking active. Stressing people out. But, you know, his receivers actually have some pretty good matchups. Beasley against the Eagles, Diggs against the Skins, so not bad there.
Yep, I agree. Deshaun Watson is going against Oakland this week, and I think he's going to have a huge game. He's already projected at almost 28 points. I could easily see him in the 30s against a secondary. And Stephon Diggs now with possibly Thielen being out this week. I think Stephon Diggs has a huge game, especially since Kirk Cousins is going back home to Washington. You like that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that revenge match. And Mick actually made a really solid move with getting Jacoby Brissett, you know, from Noah. So that's actually going to hopefully bode well against that Denver defense. As for the running back situation, you know, he's got Latavius Murray, which I'm sure he's hoping Kamara doesn't return. And then Cohen didn't look all that well last week, but he's going against the Chargers, so that actually might bode well as well.
Yep. Golden Tate has been a PPR machine. And I think Travis Kelce has to have a big game without Mahomes there.
Oh, yeah.
I know he's going against Green Bay, which Green Bay gives a pretty decent to the tight end, but yeah, I think if Mick has any chance, Kelsey's gonna have to put up. I don't think he's gonna hit that almost 16-point projection right now, but we'll see.
Sure.
Don't forget to get your tickets to Lake Dallas's hottest new artist, Michael Devine Williams. After selling out the Chick-fil-A in Hickory Creek, he's ready for a world-exclusive tour in Denton. You can catch him singing his latest, hottest new track, Facebookin'. I like to post pics of me not wearing a shirt. I like to also sing on the internet. And also like to post controversial shit about white people that make them very mad. Yeah. Catch him soon. Coming to you.
Pat versus JC in the unemployed Nick Foles versus a hairy ass bald spot.
So myself versus Pat, you know, not feeling great about myself with Keenan Allen. I mean, they just lost another offensive lineman on that line. Rivers isn't looking like himself. I mean, they did do decent last week, but the Bears, yeah, right. We have Alshon Jeffrey against the Bills. He could carve him up too, so I may have a chance, but it's not going to be easy sledding for me.
Yeah, I think Jared Goff is going to have a huge game against Cincinnati. I think he's going to try to keep McVay's going to keep that ball rolling with Goff's big game last week. And then Leonard Fournette, man, he's going to have a huge game against the Jets.
Hoping so. With Pat's team, Le'Veon Bell, man, he's a scary dude. And I know they just played the Patriots and everybody's, you know, thinking that the Jets are trash now. I think they're going to be in for a surprise whenever Bell gets going against these Jags. Besides that, you know, he has his Devontae Adams, DeAndre Hopkins. I mean, those guys can easily put up those points. The Houston Texans don't have Fuller, so D-Hop can have a huge take in targets.
Yeah, he has Devontae Adams currently in his starting roster. The Fuller is hoping that Fuller comes back. Which I don't blame him. I mean, he did trade a Jews ransom for that. Yeah, I think if Davante Adams plays, I think he could definitely win. Aaron Jones on the same team, I think Aaron Jones can exploit the KC defensive line this week.
Jones is balling, too.
Yes, he is.
I'm worried.
Next up, we got Luis versus Keith in the Battle of the Curly-Haired Fucks.
So with Keaton in this matchup, I mean, the guy was sitting in first place for quite a while. He has Kenyon Drake out there. He must be hoping for a trade because Drake and them Dolphins look like dog shit. You know, who knows? Anything can happen. DJ Chark, the guy is a fucking baller. If he can continue to keep, you know, having that connection with Minshew, Keaton and the rest of his squad should be looking at a nice little game here.
Yeah, Keaton's actually going to start Aaron Rodgers this week, which might be a good choice. Yeah, so either way, again, I appreciate it. And then obviously is Nick Chubb. Even though he's going against New England, I think if Cleveland has any chance of winning, they're going to have to run the ball. The secondary has been nuts. And then T.Y., hopefully he doesn't get shadowed. But, yeah.
Absolutely. Luis is looking real nice with Russell Wilson against those Falcons. Our secondary hasn't been looking very good at all.
Straight trash.
We got Dalvin Cook going up against the Redskins. Like, this dude is going to gash the hell out of those guys. I mean, Luis's matchup going through here looked freaking great. And with Calvin Ridley here, I mean, with Sanu just getting sent to the Patriots, Ridley's targets are going to go up as well. So, I mean, this guy's definitely got some talent here.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. And then Darren Fells, I know you just shipped him out to Luis this past week. I think Darren Fells is the tight end to own in Houston. I think he has a pretty big game against Oakland. And then Alden Tate, man, every time I watch the Bengals, I always think he's A.J. Green, like super tall wide receiver. A.J. Green's 18 and this fool is 19. It was a great pickup.
Oh, yeah, he's playing with the purpose. Luis has an eye for those Bengals receivers, man. Auden Tate, John Ross. I mean, he might be a low-key Bengals fan for all we know.
I know. I have A.J. Green if you want him, bro. You're just going to have to pay high dollar.
Good evening, fellas. This message is brought to you by Dipperoos Orthopedic Supplies. Maybe you're lifting that 5 pounds at the gym and got a little soreness in your back. Can't quite get that last set. Maybe you're doing meaningless tasks around the house and your wife is nagging at you, telling you to get your ass in the kitchen, make some snacks for her and her friends, and your back is just aching, tired, weak, sore. Well, get you a back brace today at Dippy's Orthopedic Supplies. On sale for $29.99. Act now and we'll throw in a free back warmer. Get your ass back in shape with Dipperoo Back Brace.
We got D-Balls versus JT in the Average Joe's versus Globo Gym.
So we got D-Balls here. Matt Ryan is currently projected at 1.28 points.
Now, damn, it's a little high.
They're right, no kidding. I mean, it's bigger than Baker and Darnold, right, for those negative points. But, let's hope he has a better plan for that. Melvin Gordon, I mean, this guy's got to get it together. He's going against the Bears, so very unlikely. He's got Kamara in there as well. I mean, this guy has holes everywhere. He's going to have to make sure, or has to have his guys show up.
Yep. Cincinnati has one of like the worst secondaries, I think. So that means Robert Woods is probably going to eat this week. He's starting Juju against Miami. If Juju's going to do anything, it better be against Miami. Man, like he has to show up for D-Balls.
Absolutely. Solid matchups there. JT does not have a quarterback, so he's going to have to definitely hope that Breeze comes back, which he was looking good in those Snapchat or whatever videos, Instagram videos he was posting him throwing the ball, wiggling that thumb. JT was like, come on, thumb, wiggle, baby, wiggle. I'm sure he was, praying that thumb was feeling nice. Jamal Williams is looking great against the Kansas City Chiefs. I mean, that dual threat backfield over in Green Bay is just looking fucking dominant. So, very good stuff there.
Yep. I think the only way that KC has a chance to beat Green Bay is if they keep throwing the deep ball. So Tyreek Hill will hopefully get some deep ball action there. And then again, Cincinnati has one of the worst secondaries. A lot of teams run on them, so I think Gurley will have a big game. But I think Brandon Cooks is going to have a solid game. D and Dip in the Batman versus Balding Robin.
With Dippy here, he's got Devontae Freeman going against the Seahawks, which actually, with Matt Ryan looking a little shaky out there, actually might bode well. But you do have Austin Eckler against Chicago. I'm expecting Austin Eckler to get a huge uptick in targets as well, or touches with, you know, old Melvin Gordon having his fumbleitis.
And then this fool, sadly, has Lamar Jackson on bye, so that means he is pushing Mason Rudolph, a.k.a. Mr. Concussion, a.k.a. Mr. I look like a mentally challenged student with a helmet with no face mask. Projected at 1.56. Hopefully, he'll get a lot more than that. And then Tyler Lockett against Atlanta, man, that's an easy matchup to say. I think Larry Fitzgerald, he had a stinker, as the fantasy footballers say, last week, but I think he hits his 12.35 mark this week.
Definitely. And on the short bus with Mason Rudolph is Philip Rivers. this guy is the driver of the short bus, driving himself right into Chicago.
Beep, beep.
Where Khalil Mack is the crossing guard with a fat stop sign saying, bitch, stop right there. You ain't going nowheres. You know, D's going to have to make sure he fills that position with something nice, or just live on a prayer on old Rivers. Running backs are pretty solid, with, you know, old Vance McDonald at tight end against Miami. He might have a field day there, so I'm definitely looking good there.
Yeah, I'm surprised you didn't talk about Saquon, bro. That's your boy. Saquon looks like he's back. As long as Saquon's not trying to make, like, 12 spins in the backfield and losing yards, I think he'll get into the end zone at least once or twice against that Detroit defense. Cortland Sutton, man, he doesn't have Emmanuel Sanders, so I think he's going to have a huge game, a lot more targets, at least two or three more, and then Vance McDonald against Miami. Miami gives up one of the most to tight ends, so I think it's going to happen.
Cody
versus Vic in the banquet race rematch.
Cody here with the Lazard King. You know, from the footballer boys, going against the Chiefs, which actually, you know, he definitely will be looking to, you know, to him to do that, which I'm sure you are. And Beckham against the Patriots, I mean, that's going to be a very tough matchup there. Hopefully he can get those targets from Baker if he's not under too much pressure from that defense over in New England.
Yeah, I think OBJ hopefully can step up. He's projected at like 12 points. I'm going to talk about Christian McCaffrey, number one fantasy player. Dude's a baller. He's going against the San Fran defense, which is one of the top ones. And man, he's projected at 22 points. I'm going to be honest, I don't think he hits anywhere near that. I think he's more of like a 14. But a 22 sounds hella nice. And then I think Hunter Henry is going to keep doing work. He's already a top 13 tight end, and he's only played 2 weeks. So.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Or
yeah,
three weeks.
Match up against the Niners, man, that's scary. But that projection is a little confidence booster there.
That is.
So with Victor, you know, his Jimmy Garoppolo against the Panthers, he definitely has to hope that he shows up and balls. I mean, he honestly hasn't even been playing very good defenses lately. You know, none that are crazy good, like the Panthers or Niners. They're running the ball a lot there with the old Tevin Coleman and Breida. So he's got to hope that he throws a lot of those passes out there. As far as, you know, they just got a little shady, Gurley, Gurley's knees. Hopefully they don't buckle on him against them Bengals, but, you know, Gurley should have a good day. And so I think the rest of his matchups don't look that bad.
Yeah, I think Allen Robinson is going to eat. Dude has like 7 targets a game. I think, I can't remember who traded him. I think it was Dippy. I think, Allen Robinson has a ishload of targets, and he's just going to continue to get those because Chicago seems to always be trailing, even with the good defense. And then I'm going to go defense for the first time ever. And his linebacker, Bush, the rookie for Pittsburgh. I think he's going to have a game that's around like 10 points. He's going against Miami, which everyone knows Miami sucks balls. And I think Fitz will probably throw an interception. And with my luck and my hatred for Victor, Bush will catch it and probably run for a touchdown.
Right. And he's got 2 linebackers on his team. I don't know. He might be trying to flex one, the number 1 and number 2 linebacker. So someone might need to tell him about that flex position, how it works.
I'm sure he'll probably, by the time we hear this, he'll probably have dropped him. But fuck you, Vic.
Quick picks of the week.
All right, first up, we got Burt versus Dre. I'm going to go with Burt on this one. Dre just doesn't have strong wide receivers, especially with the injuries.
Yeah, I go Burt here as well. Unfortunately, Dre needs a damn miracle. He needs to make a sacrifice to the fantasy gods.
Oh. Mm. Noah versus Mick. I got to go with Mick on this one. Tough matchups for Noah. And David Johnson is hurt, and who knows if he actually plays.
Noah's team does not look bad on this one. I'm going to go with him. Now, he is kind of in a sticky situation with not knowing if he needs to start Johnson or Edmonds, but those guys need to show up one or the other.
It's true. Pat versus JC. I got you on this one, bro. We don't know if Adams is going to play this week, and I think you just have better matchups altogether.
My boy. I'm actually going to go Pat here. His team on paper is scary as fuck if we were going to draft today. Except for Jameis fucking Winston.
Luis versus Keaton. I'm going to go... You know what? I think Keat gets his third straight loss, man. I really do. So I got the pasty one.
From first place to just nothing. Ben, I'm going to go Luis here. He has a weak tight end, but could produce still. I'm just loving Ridley's potential now that Sydney is gone.
It's true. D-Balls versus JT, toughest one to predict, from my opinion, but I'm just going to go with JT. No reason whatsoever.
D-Balls actually could win this one. Gordon with his fumbleitis and the Bears are going, may expose that ass, but he does need him to hold together to pull out that dub.
Agreed. Dip and D. I'm actually going to go with Dip. I just think he's the stronger team altogether, so I got Dip.
Yeah, same with Dip here as well. Rivers not looking like himself lately. That O-line looking abysmal. Bears are going to have a field day, and Rivers will have nightmares about it.
Going to agree with you more. Cody versus Vic. Usually I always choose the opposite person because I believe in bad juju, but fuck you, Vic. I didn't even look at your team, and I'm pretty sure they probably got better matchups than I do, so I choose me.
I choose you as well. Vic rolling with Jimmy G against the Panthers is not going to be very nice, and Cody, your squad just has some fucking solid matchups, so y'all are coming for that dub.
I appreciate that, bro. I appreciate you.
The Shit Talking Hotline is live. Let's hope we can get some phone calls here shortly. And here's our first caller.
I'm going to make this short and sweet. Dre, I'm going to smash your fucking team into the fucking dirt. I'm going to break your fucking ass in two.
I'm gonna grab that little Vienna sausage you call little fucking dick, and I'm gonna shove it down your fucking throat. I'm gonna make you choke on that motherfucker until you fucking die. Okay?
It's your boy Cub Squiz. Victor, I'm gonna beat the shit out of you just like I did in high school, right in front of everybody. I'm gonna beat that fantasy team so fucking bad. Bitch.
Dippy, Dippy, Dippy. Damn, boy, you're going down this week.
What up, D? It's Dip, your commissioner. Listen, I know you've been living the high life in Miami, celebrating your 30th birthday, but it's time to come back to reality, my friend. You scraped out a couple wins the past couple weeks, but you're going up against a real team now. So you better nut up or shut up. I'll see you this weekend.
Thanks for the phone calls, fellas. Let's close this up. Jay Squiz, dude, I appreciate you. Thanks for staying up late, making this possible. You've been a good, probably a better co-commish than the other, your other half. And so, thanks for being on this, man.
Yeah, man, I appreciate that. It's been an absolute pleasure going through everybody's teams, talking mad shit. You know, everybody is probably looking at their teams right now, just fucking, I mean, Nick's scratching his head right now. Those cheeks are rosy red, and he's stressed. Right. I mean, this is just, I mean, this makes my day. But I gotta say, I appreciate you having me on, putting this whole thing together. You're a damn genius. Gotta give credit where credit is due.
Very debatable.
This thing is amazing, man. I love it. So thanks for putting all this together for us.
I appreciate it, man. Until next week, boys.